Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's been a lot of confusion. It's been confusing, actually, over the last 50 years because states are going back with, you know, when an abortion is okay at the six-week mark, at the third trimester mark. So there's already, you know, there's been controversy this whole time, but things got stepped up a little bit more when Roe v. Wade was overturned and the judges said, we can't prohibit it, we can't endorse it. It's not constitutional from the federal level. It's the level of the states. So President Biden has spoken out yesterday saying hospitals must offer abortions for medical emergencies to save the life of the mother. And most hospitals do. There's already laws that are in place. And so many of you have, throughout the whole controversy, asked when do abortions happen to save the mom's life? How often does that happen? And what conditions are out there? Well, as a doctor, I have to tell you, there are conditions. It is rare to have to decide to take out the fetus, but there are medical issues. So one such condition is eclampsia or early preeclampsia that starts to affect the life of the mom, the liver enzymes. They could have very, very high blood pressure spikes. They could seize. They could even go into a coma. Now, we have ways to treat preeclampsia and eclampsia, so we rarely have to terminate a mother's pregnancy. But if all, you know, magnesium and anti-seizure medication and blood pressure lowering agents and everything we try to do cannot save the mom's life, then a termination would be suggested. So, you know, it doesn't matter how much a doctor wants to save the fetus, and most doctors will go at it as, we're going to save both. If we have to make a choice, we're going to save the life of the mom. And it's rare, but that's at least one of the conditions. There's also, if let's say the fetus has an infection of itself, and then that infection is spreading to the mom, or the mom has a uterine infection that could spread to sepsis, and we don't feel like we could save both the baby and the mom. In some cases, that could happen. There's like an abrupto placenta, where it starts to separate and bleed, and it could put mom into a hypovolemic shock. Sometimes we have to try to deliver the baby sooner than we want to if the baby is not viable enough. Again, it's you know, for the the benefit of the mom, we obviously want to save the mom. So very rarely would a, let me see if there's another, because again, this isn't really commonly done, but it does happen. And then finally, there's the decision, which is a very difficult one, is mom gets diagnosed with cancer. And mom has an aggressive, fast-growing cancer. And she needs to undergo chemotherapy, and the chemotherapy could hurt the baby. We have had cases where moms say, no, don't hurt the baby, and the baby gets delivered, and the mom dies of cancer. We've seen that. We still are struggling with you know, battling an aggressive pregnant mom's cancer while trying to save the baby. And so very rarely a pregnancy might be terminated so mom could start treating the cancer. So there are medical conditions. And I know everybody's like, what on earth could possibly require that to happen? You know, in this day and age with modern science, there are conditions. There's limitations that we could do. And sometimes moms just don't, years ago, you would hear that many people, you know, were motherless because she died during pregnancy. She died or she died during the delivery. You know, pregnancy is a very, risky event. Somebody might have conditions like liver disease, kidney disease, diabetes that could put such strain on the body that she might not make it throughout a pregnancy. It's sad, but these are very, very rare cases. But they do exist. That is why the majority of hospitals or even laws that you're seeing, as some of these laws or trigger laws go into effect, the majority of them, I can't think of a state right now that doesn't have it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but most laws have for the life of the mother. That's something that doesn't really seem to be debated by any political party. You know, but a lot of people are struggling with what actually are those diagnoses. So I hope that kind of clarifies. So the laws in place that the hospitals are following, which is kind of the law of the land, is the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act. It requires medical facilities to determine whether a person seeking treatment may be in labor or whether they face an emergency health situation. This guidance is from the 1980s, and hospitals and medical facilities have to make a decision. You know, another thing that falls under abortion to save the mom is an ectopic pregnancy. Ectopic pregnancies we have to remove. That's where the pregnancy isn't in the uterus like it's supposed to be. It lands somewhere else. Or remember I told you how when people get pregnant, it happens within the tube. All right, you know, the egg comes out from the ovary. The sperm has to swim through the uterus up through the tube. So pregnancy happens in the fallopian tube. Well, sometimes the zygote or the fertilized egg just sits, stays put, says, you know what, I like it here. A pregnancy cannot be sustained in a tube. So we have to surgically remove it. That can be very dangerous, very life-threatening for the mom. So under legal terms, that is technically an abortion because there's a live pregnancy on a tube that will not make it. You can't necessarily, I don't think we have the ability to transplant it and all that because it has to, in the early trophoblast stage, if I remember correctly, has to land in that nice, cushy, plump uterus to be able to grow. So with President Biden saying, you know, all hospitals still have to offer them, the hospitals know. They know that if there's a medical emergency, the life of the mom comes first. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So there's been a lot of criticism and controversy over the World Health Organization now wanting to focus on redefining sex, redefining gender, going against the old adage of you have a male and a female. And so there's obviously a lot of kind of uproar as to that. But I have to say, I'm torn on that. And I'll tell you why I always see both sides of things, but I'll tell you why I'm mixed. All right. So as a physician, okay, I have to know what you're born with. I have to know if you're born with female organs, male organs, or both. Right? A lot of times hermaphrodites, which are now called intersex, you know, can escape some of the doctor's eye during birth, and then problems start to arise, and then we're like, wait a second, you have testicles, or you have, you know. So we need to know in medicine, because we are responsible, especially as family docs, for every single square micrometer angstrom of your body. And so if we don't know what you have, we can't then protect you and screen and look at things. And medicine has been based all these decades on guidance that has differences for male and women, men and women. You know, male heart disease risk factors start at an earlier age than women. Bone density could change. Kidney function, heart issues, the way a man and a woman clog their arteries differ. And we have for years, especially, you know, in female populations, have been asking for there to be more precise medicine and understanding of the female body. And my husband still doesn't understand us women, but we've asked for medicine there to be an appreciation of the differences. Because, you know, we might need a different medication class. We might need a different dosing. We might need to, you know, when we take an antibiotic, some people take an antibiotic twice a day, some people take an antibiotic four times a day. Is there a difference with male and female? I mean, right now we don't believe so, but these are all things that have been, that, you know, need to be taken into account. Just like, as I said, remember about a year or two ago, I said, look, people of color may not give the same reading of a pulse ox as a Caucasian would. So if it says 99, it might not be accurately picking up the oxygen level because we, you know, the melanin pigment could cause some changes with the laser and the, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. I talked about this about a year or two ago, and they keep bringing this up going, look guys, you know, we have to, you know, embrace the race. We have to realize that there's differences among us. So finally, women are, you know, championing going, look, you know, we have, you know, more breast cancer research. We have, you know, we start having things focus on, we have more focus on things that can affect women such that, you know, we aren't ready in medicine to blur the lines yet. We can't because we are still trying to actively figure out if this one size fits all is hurting people. And if a Latino has a different type of diabetes than a Caucasian or a black person or an Asian, you know, we say, well, you have diabetes, here's some medication. But do some medications work better in some races than others? We've noticed that with blood pressure medication. So we need to do a lot of research, and we need to realize that there are specific differences in people. So from a biological standpoint, it shouldn't be canceled. It should be, you know, it should be embraced, because otherwise you're being discriminatory and racist. You know, when you're thinking you're not, forcing somebody to be on a medication that doesn't necessarily work for their population. Another reason why there's controversy with the World Health Organization is they're choosing to focus on this when there's, you know, there are a lot of other things that need to be focused on. We got a lot going on. Okay, we got this weird monkeypox now that makes no sense as to why it's in the northern hemisphere and why we're seeing, you know, cases. Why is it spreading so rapidly among men who have sex with men? You know, this is something that can spread heterosexually. What is unique and new? We got COVID strains. We got a lot. So the World Health Organization say, look, we're making this a priority. It might be nice and appeal to some populations, but everybody else is thinking, okay, guys, we, I'm glad you're focusing on things, but are you also focusing on other things? On the flip side, the reason why I think it is good that the World Health Organization is looking at this is because we are stumbling all over each other trying to be woke and progressive, and we could be making mistakes. Just like I told you, you know, in medicine, you're actually being discriminatory if you ignore the fact that people have differences and just go, you're just going to get what, you know, the one treatment, which was studied on only white people and a very white majority in these prior studies. So we do need to have a better pathway moving forward. So one statement that is driving a huge wave of controversy is the World Health Organization says they want to go beyond non-binary approaches to gender and health to recognize gender and sexual diversity, or the concepts that gender identity exists on a continuum and that sex is not limited to male or female. I have to agree, sex is not limited to male or female because you do have intersex. You do have people with both body parts. We ask them to choose one, and that might be a difference where we're not asking to choose, but there's male, female, and now intersex. There's not a lot of intersex, which the old term was hermaphrodite, but there are. So I do agree with that one statement specifically, but on the flip side, you know, to eliminate the concept of male and female can have its severe consequences. How many people have transitioned to become a woman? And they want to be a woman. They love everything about women. This is who they want to be. You get rid of that. You know, are we doing this so people don't transition? Are we doing this so there's not something to transition to? If you get rid of male and female, then is there any need for somebody to need to go through the hormones and the surgery? Because they could be whoever they want to be. I know one of my transgender friends is like, look, you know, I'm a woman, so don't take away that I am a woman, I identify as a woman, don't take away that term woman. Then, you know, they worked really hard to be a woman. You know, I'm proud to be a woman. Men, our men are very proud to be men. So we'll still have to keep those terms. I know there's this big push to just say person, you're a person. But, you know, we've been for decades trying to de-objectify women. You know, we're not just people with vaginas. We were women. I mean, there's even songs, right? So, you know, this is what the World Health Organization said they want to do. Right, this is what they're going to focus on. The review and update process will build on the extensive work already featured in the manual. The manual, I think, was done in 2011. They want to update key concepts around gender. They want to highlight and expand the concept of intersectionality, which looks at how gender-powered dynamics interact with the hierarchies of privilege or disadvantage, resulting in inequality and different health outcomes for different people. Intersecting factors, including sex, ethnicity, race, age, class, socioeconomic status, religion, language, geographic location, disability status, migration status, gender identity and expression, sexual orientation, and political situation. Introducing new gender equity. Let me see if I can pull this up. New gender equity. Come on, move. Oh, new gender equity rights, frameworks, and tools to further support capacity building around these concepts and the integration of their approaches in the work of the World Health Organization. Okay, so, you know, I don't think they want to necessarily get rid of, everybody's accusing them of getting rid of biology. You know, you won't be able to. We have languages built on feminine and masculine. I mean, you're not going to be able to change the, for example, the Spanish language. You know, when you have La Niña, you know, ending in an A. So, but somebody has got to figure out where we move forward, because in medicine, we have to know your biological sex, we have to appreciate it, and we have to understand that you have these organs. We're not going to be able to get away and completely dissolve the male-female designations. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Giving us a better idea how inflation is going, the June Consumer Price Index will be released tomorrow morning. The ever-growing crisis at the southern border reaches new heights. A new Breitbart report showed Texas Border Patrol agents apprehended around 26,000 people in less than a week who crossed into border towns. President Biden will meet with Mexico's President Obrador today at the White House. Some lawmakers in Washington say nothing will be done to stop illegal immigrants or drugs pouring into the country. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We do have an invasion driven by the cartels. We've turned back tens of thousands of migrants who try to get across the border.
Democrat Vice President Kamala Harris.
I would suggest that so-called leaders focus on solutions instead of attacks.
USA Radio News. First Lady Jill Biden on Monday said the Hispanic community was as unique as the breakfast tacos during a speech in San Antonio, Texas yesterday.
As distinct as the bodegas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio is your strength.
Making good on pandemic weddings, one location is doing just that.
Lincoln Center gave 500 couples a do-over on their wedding Sunday evening. These are couples whose nuptials were derailed or scaled back due to the pandemic. There was a multicultural ceremony as well as music, dancing, and remarks from His Honor, Mayor Eric Adams. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I asked my friend if they wanted to come to see Thor with us tonight, because we're going to go see Thor after my show. Well, not after my show, but after work today. And they said, no, it's Prime Day. I'm like, what? I got to do some shopping. We're going to be spending money today. I'm not going to go to the movies. I go, yeah, but Tuesday night is $5.95 night for the movie. Oh, okay, well then maybe. By then, though, the theater is already full. So for your Regal Club card, I think it's Regal Club card, but anyway, I get to go to the movies tonight for $5.95, and I'm going to go see Thor. Hey, hey, Thor. So handsome. But it's Prime Day. I never have bought on Amazon Prime Day because usually I'm on air and I'm busy and I don't have time to look at the deals. There will be deals, but, you know, before you start to spend and get caught up in, you know, some of the deals and then end up spending more than you expected to spend, you know, do your research. And it's a lot of us have not done our research prior. We knew Prime Day was coming up. You know, I could have looked at an Apple Watch. You know, so Apple Watch is what? Don't they run anywhere from $200-$300? Don't Apple Watches cost about $300? Well, I'm looking right now at an Apple Watch Series 7, and apparently with the deal, it's $309 today on Prime Day. They say you're saving $120. Am I missing something? I'm being told here that Apple Watches went up to $450. So going back down to $300 is a deal. See, I think my watch I got for $275. So maybe prices went up so much that now it looks like it's a deal. But I'm looking right now for an Apple Watch Series 7 on Amazon Prime, it's $309. If you guys think that's a good deal, go at it. Okay, I get paper towel. Oh, they say the deal is unavailable. So already the paper towel is unavailable. Okay, well, that stinks. Can't get paper towel. Red Bull price seems to be the same. Oh, you have toilet paper. Let me look at the toilet paper. 17% off deal is currently unavailable. I told you guys, this is why I don't do Prime. And I'm not trying to talk again. I mean, listen, I want Amazon to do well. I love the idea of this, but come on. All right, how about a generator? Here are generators. Generators, they have a Duramax, $879. It's a 12,000-watt gas or propane. They also have a $599 and a $349 one. I don't know how big you need it, but for those of you that are like, I need to get a generator because I don't want, you know, the power to go out with all the grids issues, might want to check it out. Sandwich bags. I'm looking right now at sandwich bags. The deal is currently unavailable. So anything I buy on Amazon, it looks like it's unavailable. So all the toilet paper, all the... You know what? Let me look at cat food. Hold on. Let me look at the cat food, Pate cat food, because I buy that a lot.
Sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, don't... Oh, my gosh. Maybe that's what I need. Nope. I can't find my Pate cat food. All right. Well, let's look at the tech. The tech stuff is pretty costly. So what do we have here? So according to CNN, you could get the Amazon Echo Dot for $19.99. All right, well, let me see if that still exists. Okay, that's a pretty good price for an Echo Dot. Not that I want it to listen to us all the time. So let me look up Echo Dot and see if it's still on there. Nope. Oh, wait a second. Hold on a second. Yep. Looks like you can buy it for $19.99. Okay, well... Echo Dot for $19.99. A Blink Mini Security Camera, $29.99. An Amazon Echo Show 5, which has speakers and a screen, the power of Alexa, is $34.99. A Nest Learning Thermostat. We have one of those. $198 at Amazon. I think we got ours for $200. So my guess is the prices went up, and then the prices went up so that they could come back down now. Amazon Smart Thermostat for $41.99. The wired video doorbell, it's a smart doorbell, $124. Now, what about TVs? The Amazon Fire TV Omni Series you could get for $239. A 65-inch TLC 4K TV you could get for $699. $700 for a TV set? God, that's a lot. Insignia 50-inch 4K Smart Fire TV, $239. All right, well, it's a 50-inch compared to 65, but still. Samsung QLED Smart TV, $797. LG OLED C1 Series, $796.99. There's soundbar deals. There's streaming deals. You have the Fire TV Stick. It plugs into your TV's USB port to turn your TV into a smart streaming screen. Yeah, but when I go to a hotel, if they don't have that in there, I can't do it. A 2021 Apple TV, 32 gigabytes you could get for $109. You got earbuds. Your Bits Fit Pro are $159. Airbuds Pro, $169. That's a little bit of a deal. Galaxy Bud Pro. And then you got laptops. So your Fire HD 10 tablet is $74.99. Your Samsung Galaxy Tab, $579.99. The reason why I will never spend $600 for a little like tablet is because I'm going to lose a tablet. For a laptop, that's something else. The MacBook Air is $899.99. A Lenovo Flex 5i, $224. That's not bad. That's a Chromebook. That's $224 isn't bad. Microsoft Surface Pro 8, $1,100. That's on sale from $1,600. Acer Nitro 5. Now, what about smartphones? The Google Pixel 6 is on Amazon right now for $499. Samsung Galaxy S22 Ultra for $839. The OnePlus 10 Pro, $799. The Moto G Power, $174. I don't know if you could buy Apple phones on there. I don't know. But anyway, so, you know, here's the thing, and one of you, this was about a year or two ago, during the pandemic, you were asking me about what I would buy, you know, for the house. Is it worth the upgrade? And I had said that, yes, I would upgrade your computer, I would upgrade your laptop. If you are not going to the movies anymore, and a lot of your entertainment has to do with TV, as much as I want you off the couch and not moving around a lot, I do notice that we save money by, you know what, we're going to cook some dinner and we're going to watch something on TV, you know, as opposed to going out to dinner or going out to a movie. So if you foresee that we have this recession looming and inflation and things are not going to go back to normal for at least a year or two, upgrading some of your tech might not be bad. You got to catch the sales, but you have to do your homework. You need to, I like to go to Google page, and then I hit the shopping, and then I see what everybody else is offering, their prices. So then you can see, is it really a deal on Amazon, or is it not? The problem is I don't really want an Echo Dot. I don't need another phone. I don't need another TV. But if there's something you guys think you're going to need, or what I always do, which I told you guys about, is I Christmas shop early. All right, now, it's tough with kids, because they always want something different. But if there's something that you know somebody's going to want in your family or something that, look, we're not getting another Nintendo. I don't even know if we do Nintendo anymore, but we're not getting another PlayStation. We're not doing that, you know, anytime soon. But you know that there's games coming out and you know that's something the family wants and they're not going to get on their own. You know, summertime might be the best time to buy some of those things. You know, my problem with Black Friday deals is I told you I caught a very major store, very common store, up the prices by $20 before, because I wanted to buy it the Wednesday before the Black Friday weekend, and it was the place was going to be closed on Thursday, and they said no, come Friday morning, and you'll get, and it was $20 more, and what I wanted was already gone, and I'm like, are you kidding me? So I'm very skeptical about a lot of these deals and giveaways, because you wonder if the prices were altered prior. But do your research, and hopefully you guys get some good deals today. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guys, We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So did you guys see the movie Armageddon? Remember with Bruce Willis and Steve Buscemi and a whole bunch of Liv Tyler and Ben Affleck? Good movie. I bring up that movie a lot because I'm such a Bruce Willis fan, even though my favorite movie series is Die Hard, hands down. But on that movie, in that movie, they brought up some very realistic talking points. I know an asteroid coming to Earth and needing to drill on it and hire a bunch of, as Bruce Willis called them, roughnecks to get on there and drill a hole to stick a nuke in the asteroid. I know that doesn't seem realistic. But one of the sound bites that has kind of persisted and resonated is that the government's not going to tell you. Government will not tell you if an asteroid is on its way or quote-unquote dangerously close until maybe the last minute. They're like, well, we don't want to panic everybody. So my husband this morning goes, did you know we had an asteroid that was one of the closest it's ever been come near us? And I'm like, really? You kidding me? So apparently this asteroid has been downgraded. But I just don't think anybody's going to tell us. Technology and near-Earth surveys have become advanced enough that the likelihood of a planet-killer-sized asteroid coming out of nowhere, it's supposed to be unlikely, but we should be able to pick it up. Smaller ones could wipe out a city or part of a continent. And an asteroid was, I guess, coming our way, known as 2021 QM1, was first detected at the Mount Lemmon Observatory on August 28th. And they say it was just one of around a dozen near-Earth asteroids that were discovered that night that initially didn't cause any alarm. Follow-up observations put it on a potential near-miss path with Earth around 2052. I don't know if that's the one my husband was talking about. My husband was talking about there was one that was about 55,000 kilometers away. But this is making a headline. Maybe my husband's wrong. Who knows? But he said coming in at about 50 meters in diameter, this 2021 QM1 could pack enough punch to release the equivalent of almost 6 megatons of TNT into the atmosphere at the height of only 9 kilometers. To compare it to the most commonly used metric for high energy impacts, 400 times the strength of the Hiroshima bomb, or the bomb dropped in Hiroshima. This is being reported by Science Alert. They say only once in recent history did an asteroid of that size impact Earth. It was Tunguska, released 12 megatons of energy, and apparently annual Asteroid Day remembers these, and you know, we don't really necessarily celebrate, but we memorialize it. It flattened 2,150 square kilometers of forest. 3 people possibly died in the event, but if it was a population center, it could have been catastrophic. So, you know, this asteroid, the observations originally, they said the asteroid peeked out from behind the sun. They were ready, and they managed to capture an image of this. The observation showed there is a 0% chance now it'll hit Earth on 2052, as initially predicted. Its orbital path will not create a hazard at all the foreseeable future. Now, did you guys know we were supposed to have an asteroid that's supposed to hit us in 2052? I didn't. But it's 30 years away. It would be nice to know. In February, apparently the agency removed another asteroid from the list after the moon blocked observations. This time, the 2022 AE1, which is what the asteroid is called, had a much more imminent potential collision window on July 4th, 2023. The 70-meter rock could have caused even more damage than the 2021 rock, the 2021 one. So, you know, these asteroids, I don't know if we're ever really going to be told, hey, guys, you know, next week or next month. But I believe you could go to the NASA site, and I believe there's a way where you could keep an eye on these. And I want to see if I'll later post it, because I would personally like to know, because there's so many things that I am putting off. You know, I'll do that, you know, when I retire, or I'll do that when I, you know, and so I would kind of like to know. All right. In the meantime, we have some deep space pictures. Apparently, the first ever set of official images from the new James Webb Space Telescope have been released by NASA. Snaps of nebulae and exoplanet and galaxy clusters are among most detailed photos of the universe ever seen. James Webb's infrared cameras let it see back in time to the Big Bang, which happened 13.8 billion years ago. NASA's 10 billion observatory is billed as the successor to the iconic Hubble Space Telescope. So this is hailed as the dawn of a new era of astronomy. These were taken by James Webb, a successor to the famous Hubble Observatory, and they were released by NASA at the Global Press Conference today. And it, I guess, puts an end to months of waiting and anticipation to look at some of these images of the, you know, dawn, the first ever dawn of the universe. They believe they could see back in time to 100 to 200 million years of the Big Bang. And they said they snapped pictures of the very first stars to shine in the universe more than 13.5 billion years ago. Its first images of nebulae and exoplanet and galaxy clusters have triggered huge celebration in the scientific world and has been hailed a great day for humanity. I'm kind of confused by it all because I'm taking a look at it and I'm like, how do you know? I mean, I'm still very skeptical about space and about, you know, how we could quantify dates. I get it's all mathematics. I took a lot of math, but, you're looking at something I'm just blown away by the accuracy of it that they tout. So Webb captured the distinct signature of water along with evidence for clouds and haze in the atmosphere surrounding WASP 96b. That's a hot, puffy gas giant planet which orbits a distant sun star every 3 to 4 days. So their year is 3 to 4 days. It must be a small sun. This WASP 96 has about half the mass of Jupiter. Its discovery was announced 2014, and it shows a planetary nebula caused by a dying star, which sadly our sun will eventually die out. You know, hopefully not in my lifetime, in your lifetime, in our grandchildren's lifetime, in our great-grandchildren's lifetime. You know, maybe, you know, I don't want anybody to have to be dealing with that, but when our sun dies out, it's not going to be a good day. It's not going to be a good day, and I would not want to run for election that year by any means because somebody's going to blame your political party for it. Nearly half a light year in diameter and approximately 2,500 light years away from Earth, the Southern Ring Nebula can be seen in incredible detail. Another image of Stevens Quintet is located in the constellation Pegasus and is notable for being the first compact galaxy group ever discovered in 1877. So they are finding things that are in our history books. It was simpler when we had only 9 planets. My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas, right? Remember, you know, we learned all the planets. Now there's just so many that we can't even, there's more galaxies, they say James Webb sees back in time because the further away the object is, the further back in time we are looking. The time it takes light to travel from the object to us means there's a time difference between what we are able to see and where it is. With James Webb's larger mirror, it's able to see almost the whole way back to the beginning of the universe, they believe 13.5 billion years ago. So they say that when we see this, we are seeing something from billions of years prior. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from MyPatriotSupply.com. My Patriot. Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.